Thursday, ninth week, ordinary time 2. Reading 1, second book of Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains, like a criminal, before the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Together with eternal glory, this saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, so shall we live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind people of these things and charge them before God to stop disputing about words. This serves no useful purpose since it harms those who listen. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Gospel of Mark 12, verse 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. He shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.'" And with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Theme: the conditions to enter God's kingdom. When people did something wrong, instead of accepting their weakness and correcting it, they try to find excuses for their sin. One of these excuses is to argue about the meanings of words. For example, on the wedding day, two persons were fully of freedom, hold hands and vowed before God that they shall be loyal to each other all the days of their life. In prosperity and in poverty, in health and in sickness, they knew that they couldn't find any reason to divorce. A few years later, one of the two, or both, went to the civil court to ask for the dissolution of their marriage with some reasons such as, "They can't stand each other anymore," or "No one can be loyal to one person all of his or her life," or "It isn't my fault," or "If both of them aren't happy, separation is better." Today's readings emphasize the practicing of God's words as the condition to enter his kingdom. In the first reading, St. Paul reminded Timothy, his beloved disciple, to be loyal in preaching the good news, even in persecution and in chains. To bring salvation for himself and others, not to argue on words to defend his disloyalty. In the gospel, Jesus recognized the scribe's insincerity in searching for the truth when he came and asked him, "What commandment is the most important?" Jesus answered him, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Analysis Reading 1. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, to endure sufferings for the salvation of others. One of Pauline theology is to imitate him as he imitated Jesus Christ. Jesus committed no sin, but he suffered to redeem people's sins and to bring salvation for all people. St. Paul imitated Jesus by suffering even to the point of chains like a criminal because of preaching the good news. His purpose is, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. St. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy while he was chained in prison at Rome, to advise Timothy that he must be ready to suffer for the preaching of the good news. The important point we recognize in both Christ and in Paul is that they put the salvation of souls as the first priority in their life on earth. Imitated Christ, Paul preached the good news even when he suffered the pain of prison. He advised Timothy to imitate him not by chaining the word of God. The world can confine preachers. They can't confine God's words because they shall be last forever. To endure sufferings, to show one's loyalty to God. People can only find out who are their true friends in suffering. Those who ran away from them when they were suffering aren't true friends. Jesus said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly God, Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." St. Paul repeated this point with different words. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, but he cannot deny himself. Pay attention to the contents of the doctrines, not on sophistry. Stop disputing about words. Paul advised Timothy, "Remind people of these things and charge them before God to stop disputing about words. This serves no useful purpose since it harms those who listen." The important point which Paul wanted to advise is to pay attention to the truth behind words. The truth here is to persevere in suffering, to bring salvation to others, and to demonstrate one's fidelity to God. The ones who'd like to dispute about words can reason that they also love God and cause no damage to others. But Jesus shall say to them, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." Preach the truth. Paul continued to advise Timothy, "Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. The tested ones are those who suffered and are still loyal to God. The workers who labor for the glory of God's kingdom have nothing to be ashamed of. The preachers who truthfully preach the word of God aren't afraid of any accusation, because they know that the truth shall set them free." Gospel. To love God above all things and to love others as oneself. Some wrong intentions of asking questions. The gospel in the last few days illustrated some kinds of people who question Jesus with their different intentions. Questioning to find one's fault. Some Pharisees and those belonging to Herodian part, to the Herodian party asked Jesus, "Should we pay tax for Caesar or not?" Their intention was to find a cause to seize him. Either Jesus says yes or no. This dirty trick is still happening to religious leaders today. Questioning to prove the falsehood. The Sadducees ask Jesus, "At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be?" For all seven had been married to her. These Sadducees didn't want to believe in the eternal life so that they could enjoy their life in this world, even though they could find proof for eternal life in Scripture. Today, there still exists many people like them. They don't want to believe in God so that they don't have to keep his teachings or live in peace, live at peace in their darkness. Questioning to show one's knowledge. Some ask a question to see that if their opponents know. Some ask a question to see if their opponents know what they know. Their purpose is to insult others or to display their knowledge. Searching for the truth. Those kinds of people might hide their wicked intentions from people, but they can't hide themselves from God because he sees in their mind. He knows who is sincerely searching for the truth. To those who have wicked intentions, Jesus displayed their falsity. To those who are sincerely looking for truth, as the scribe in today's passage, Jesus revealed the truth to him, which can be abbreviated as to love God above all things and to love others. The scribe agreed with Jesus. He recognized the principle which stands behind the two commandments is the love people have for God and others, expressed by concrete acts such as to keep God's commandments and to help others. Whoever understands the principle and does it, they aren't far away from God's kingdom. Application in life. If we are sincere in searching for the truth, God shall show us the truth. Once we know the truth, we should have the courage to live and to witness the truth. Suffering is the means which God uses to test our loyalty. Only those who persevere in suffering can demonstrate that they are truly Christ's friends. We should find out the principle behind God's words. Don't pay too much attention to the disputing of words, because words are used to explain the truth. They themselves aren't the truth.